Hey everyone, I am Reva and just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to our studio podcast. Although we are here in Greenville, South Carolina, we are grateful for your support to see the message of Jesus go out all over the world. In case you are not aware, we have a YouTube channel, which you can find the link in our podcast bio. We hope you enjoy this week's talk and it encourages you and it helps you to be the human God designed you to be. So with that, let's get right to it.
Morning. You know, we are turning 4 years old as a church, which is so exciting. Just been a journey that we've all been on. And it's interesting that even as we're turning four, I've heard a couple different people say, what I feel like God's telling me this year is it's time to grow up. And I'm like, oh, isn't that interesting? I feel like, you know, we are growing. We're adding, you know, numbers to our age and we're getting older. But the Lord's not saying you're not just going to get older in age, but it's actually time to mature even more. So we are excited about what he has for us this year. And we're going to continue to mature in all the things that he's inviting us into. I do want to honor just what has happened this week. I know I got to see many of you on Zoom calls in the morning. We had a week of prayer and fasting where we were on Zoom calls at 6:30 in the morning and then evening prayer meetings at 7. And they were so sweet. And I just feel incredibly grateful for just the community that we get to be a part, that I get to be a part of, and that we have here. And what stood out to me on the calls specifically, because Zoom is so interesting. You're at your house, you get up, you just, you know, click on. And I think one or two of the mornings I just got out of bed because Jess was facilitating them. So I didn't have to prepare as much. And I don't think I even looked in a mirror one day and even brushed my hair. I just got on, hello, everybody. And I turned my camera on. So it's just so personable from your own house. But what I appreciated was in the calls, there was such a rich level of connection, partly because of how Jess facilitates them, but mostly because of everyone who's on the call actually shows up. When they turn off their mic and share what's going on, they're being real. They're being vulnerable. They're sharing what's on their heart. And we're able to pray together and seek God together and stand with one another. And I just want to say thank you for being the kind of people that show up. I love doing life with you guys. I feel so rich to have people who don't just come and fill a room, but we actually get to know each other because of the level that you guys show up. So I just honor that in you, and I just say thank you because we can create spaces for you to come, but you're the only one who can show up. And so just super thankful to get to do this. And then to get to step into a new year, you know, we're in 2026, you guys. This is the stuff that's in the movies. Like, we are actually there. They've created movies about us, and we get to walk in it. And I feel so thankful to be in the present. You know, we've already been in the past, and it is what it is. The best thing that we can steward is the present and get prepare ourselves to step into the future together. And we feel very passionate about stepping into the future. Eric gave an incredible word last week about expanding our territories and stepping, taking ground, stepping into the new. One of the things that I love that he prayed, he said, God, if you give us more ground, grow us on the inside. I'm like, oh, thank you, God, for the words of wisdom, that as we step into new territory, may you grow us in wisdom as well, so that we can steward well all that he's giving us. Because as he grows us, he'll give us more. That's what happens when you pray for blessing. And you grow from glory to glory. You don't stay the same size. You get bigger, but God undergirds you so that you can carry more things. And so we are excited to grow with you, to grow up with you as well, and are thankful to be in 2026. Today, I want to share something that I feel really passionate about, and it's been kind of marinating in my heart. And then even during the week of prayer, I could hear different people praying it in different ways. And I'm like, yes, yes, and yes, that we are going to go after this. So my word and encouragement is as we're taking new territory and God is expanding us, I believe that that territory is freedom. I believe that as we are growing up, that he's saying, as you come to me, I'm going to make you freer and freer. And that as we're free, we're going to be able to give away everything that he's doing inside of us. Because with freedom, there's just free flow. Like, it isn't something that's stopped up. It's this big difference. And so I feel incredibly grateful. Today I'm going to kind of cover four areas in this talk. And the first one is going to be on calling, then knowing truth and light. I believe that God is calling us into freedom. I believe that freedom starts with knowing him. We're going to talk about that. As well as freedom is found in truth. Freedom is living in the light. And so, Lord, thank you today, God, that we have the gift of being together. I thank you for the gift of gathering. Thank you for the gift of showing up and being present with you and each other. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We want to know you. We want you to know us in every space. Yeah, and we welcome you. I ask, God, that you would show us what you are doing, that you would open our ears so we would know what you're saying, and that we'd be people that are perceptive and be able to follow you. Yeah, so we welcome you into this place. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Freedom is not something that we can get apart from God. It's something that we get when we step into truth, light, and relationship with him. And this might seem really elementary, but it's also, if it was so simple, we'd all be living it and be the freest people on the planet. And it is my prayer. And because in freedom, we're able to be, to do, and to give away. And I believe that's when everyone gets to experience his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, because we know what lives right here. But there's just a lot of things as we're navigating life. You know, freedom is the ability to move and act without restraint. Take a deep breath. It's freedom. In freedom, things flow freely. It's like the birds in the air. I know we were in New Zealand when my daughter was graduating from YWAM. We just took advantage of it. We're like, we need to go to your graduation in Kingstown, YWAM. We'll come celebrate you. We were there celebrating her, and we got to go up some really high places, beautiful mountains. And up there, it was so high that people were jumping off, paragliding, and just soaring through the air. It was so gorgeous. And then as they were soaring and making circles and just riding the airways, so were the birds. The birds would just open their wings and just through off the mountains. And you could just watch everyone circling along with the birds and the people. So beautiful. And I see that, and I'm like, that's freedom. Freedom is light. Freedom is being who you are and moving with God. And I also think of when I'm on airplanes, and I'm a window seater. I love to look out the window and just look at the land, look at everything, the sky, the clouds. And once the airplane gets up, you get above the clouds, and I just look, and like, just the perspective is so high, and then you look around and you just see all the clouds underneath you, and everything is so open. I think that freedom is really like an open sky. Freedom is, there's lots of space to roam, lots of space to see. Freedom is light. And, you know, in life's journey, we just are navigating so much stuff. And I know I'm probably sitting in a room and talking to a room full of people who are followers of Christ. I am saved. I know Jesus. I'm like, yes. And yet we're all still human on the earth navigating life. And as we're stepping into a new season, I just want to say, I acknowledge that we are on the journey. We pick up things sometimes, and things get added to our backpack on us, and it just gets sometimes more and more weight. And we're walking into a new year carrying things. Some of us are carrying things that we didn't want to carry or we didn't choose. There's wounds, disappointments, fears, sins, expectations, traumas, regrets. And Jesus is standing here saying, you don't have to carry this anymore. I don't know how many of you have been backpacking before. It's something that I love to do. And in Northern California, there's just beautiful Trinity Alps that we'd always go up into. And if I'm planning well, I carry a backpack under 30, 35 pounds, because it makes life so much better when you're covering a lot of miles and going up. Because the heavier the pack is, the more challenging the journey is. And when I'm with Eric, I let him take as much heavy things as I possibly can. When I'm with myself, I'm like, do I want to eat that much this week? Or what do I want to splurge on my weight? I generally splurge on cozy things, just know, and food. And I love backpacking, but even if it's lighter or heavier, when you're carrying stuff, it's a lot on your body. It's a lot on your joints. It's a lot on your knees. When you're climbing up and going in elevation, the more you're carrying, the more toll it takes on your body. And one of the things I love is when you get done and you reach the lake. In Trinity Alps, we love to pack into lakes. You get up there to the lake, and then you get to take your backpack off, and then all of a sudden it feels like you could just kind of bounce. You're like, wait, this is so easy. I don't have any constraints on. And walking just feels like I have just, like, gravity has gotten a lot lighter just now. And that's the picture that I get when I think of what God is inviting us into this year. That there's stuff that maybe we knowingly are like, oh, I'm having a hard time. I'm mad at you. I don't want to forgive you. Maybe it's that blatant. But a lot of times it's somewhere in between. Of like, this is challenging, and this disappointment is actually taking wind out of me and actually putting something on me. So I just think our backpacks, some of us have gotten fuller than they should be, because I think we probably naturally carry stuff just as we process, because we get things, we come to God, process through them, and hopefully we release them. But as we step into this new space, I feel like the Lord is saying, come to me, it's time to take off what you've been carrying. Because where we're going, we can't have that weight on us. We won't be able to get there, and we won't be able to walk around once we get there, because it will take too much out of us. Because there's also, when I go backpacking, if I don't organize well or I'm not as prepared, I just add things at the last minute. So my backpack's already packed. There's no more room in it. And I'm like, oh yeah, we'll put the flip-flops on the outside. Here's my water bottle. Oh yeah, there's the tent. The part of the tent will just scoot on the back. And so by the time I'm done, I get the backpack on, and it's not completely balanced. So if you got to be careful, you go this way, you might go too far this way. You know, the weight is so dispersed unequally. And I think that happens to us as well. As we're going on the journey of life, we start adding things and adding more things, and it just becomes overwhelming and unbalanced, and it becomes our life. And the Lord's saying, actually, it's time. I want you to take some of those things off. I want to come to me, and I'm going to help you. Let's take that off of you. And I see him starting to remove things so that we could be more free, that we can open up, expand, and step into the territories that he's calling us to. It is time, 2026. There's no better time than the present. So that's what we're stepping into this year. Freedom in Jesus doesn't mean a pain-free life. It means life no longer is ruled by fear, shame, lies, or hidden places. That's what we're going into. Freedom is being able to freely receive and freely give away, not being bound by things, free to laugh, to love, and be loved. These are all the things we want to do, yet because of the things we've allowed to either fill our pack or come on us, we get constrained in different spaces and places. I've shared this story before, but I was when Eric and I first got married, I did not realize, you know how like you just don't know some of the weird things about you until you do. But then it really helps when you're around other people, because they help you to know some of the weird things about you. And we're in our first year of marriage, and I did not realize that awkwardness that I walked around with. I mean, mind you, nice person, pretty healthy, love God, all that. But I didn't realize the awkwardness that I walked around in, specifically in like new spaces or other people's homes and stuff. And so even when I'd go over to his parents' house when we were dating, even in the early part of the marriage, if I was really thirsty, I'd walk in there. But if no one was drinking water, no one was going to the kitchen, I would just be like, okay, yeah, ooh, this is such a good day. Nice to talk with them. Where I'm totally parched and want to go to the kitchen, but I don't do it. Or I'm really hungry and there could be crackers in their cupboard, but I never go ask if I could have any. And so we are, you know, there, and then we might leave 3 hours later. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry. And he'd be like, why didn't you eat anything? And I'm like, well, there was nothing out. They're like, well, my parents have food in the cupboards, and they're the nicest people. It wasn't them. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to ask. That's weird. And he's like, that's not weird. So that was our first, you know, marriage, getting to know each other. But what I learned is that there was an awkwardness in Candace when I stepped into other people's spaces. And I'm like, he's like, that's weird. Why do you feel weird about that? I'm like, I have no clue. I just know that I feel awkward. And time went on, and I just began to realize, why am I like that? That's the weirdest thing ever. I don't want to be like that. And I'm like, how do you make changes in those kind of things? And then one day, couple invites us over to dinner. And I remember we had just gotten married. They had kids and stuff. So it was like real adults invited us over for dinner. And we went to their house, and I knew them a little bit. Wasn't super excited about going, but I was like, that's awesome. They're nice people. It'd be great. We get to their house. Their kids were so fun, and they were playing with us, jumping all over us, and it really was such a fun time. And we just enjoyed the night. I felt so comfortable, and we get back in our car that night, and I'm like, God, that was such a nice night, Eric, wasn't it? Yes, it was. And the next day went on, and the next day after that. And then like 3 or 4 days later, maybe 5 days later, he goes, you're different. I said, what do you mean? He goes, since we went to their house, you are different. There's something different about you. And I go, you know what? I actually feel different since we went to their house. He's like, well, I go, what is it? And I go, you know, I don't have that awkward feeling anymore when I'm at someone else's place. And it was the weirdest thing, just being in a place where I knew I was loved in, delighted in, and they had this grace just to host people and were welcome and to be part of their family. Something fell off of me. And I got free just by being and knowing and encountering and experiencing the grace of God in someone else. And it's just crazy, some of the things on our lives that I did not ask to feel awkward in places. It wasn't something I was seeking, and I knew the Lord. But it's weird how there are things in us that we don't realize we're limping, or there's something a little crooked. And I just want to say that just like what happened to me, God wants to set you free and make you whole in every area. There might be things that you're aware of, and there's probably things that we're not aware of. But when we come to him, he is such a good father. I have 4 scriptures I want to share today. And it's really just a pathway of stepping into freedom. Because I want to prepare us, but I also want you to know we're going to do things to equip the church to step into freedom. I believe that prophecy is one of them. Do you know that God gives us gifts to strengthen us, to encourage us? And we're going to use them. And we're going to be a people that are strong and courageous, and that we are not going to stop and hide. We are going to step into all that God has for us. And like I said, he never promises a pain-free life. So we are going to encounter him and know him in every area. The first one is freedom starts with knowing him. That's so simple and so profound. You know, so we are powerful. And sometimes you go, gosh, I could just fix myself. Sometimes and sometimes not. Sometimes we just need more of God. And I want to read Ephesians 1, verse 17. I love Ephesians, Paul's heart for Ephesus, and even his prayer. This is his prayer over Ephesus. He says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so you may know him better. I love this verse. It's one of my biggest prayers of my life, that the Lord would give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, because I long to know him. And the cool thing about this verse is the Greek word for knowing here is way more than just knowing about. It is a Greek word, epignosis, that Jeremy mentioned. It's a deep knowing through revelation, not information. That's the one thing is we all like get so much, we're in the information age. You can get information anywhere. I mean, you don't even need Google anymore. You have AI, you have chat. Reva names her chat. I forget what your chat. Geraldine, there you go. You can access Geraldine anytime you want. But it's really this kind of knowing, when we're talking about knowing God, it's knowing him in experience, knowing him in a relationship, and knowing him through encounter. That's what Paul's prayer is. And that's what I feel the Lord inviting us into. Come and know me. Don't just know about me. See, if I had a jar of honey right now, I could say, I have this lovely honey. It is thick. It is sweet. It is made by bees. And it's really healthy for you. You would have a lot of information about this honey. You might even be able to see it's an ambered color. Maybe it came from certain kinds of trees or bushes. But what would be the difference if I were to say, actually, here's a spoon. I'm going to dip it in there. Here, why don't you put this in your mouth? You're going to put it in your mouth. It's going to touch your tongue. Your face is going to have a response. Your body is going to get to experience the sugar and you're going to get to enjoy the beauty of and the richness of this honey. See, you could know honey, but that's how honey gets revealed to you. It's a revelation about honey. See, there is a difference. And so many of us have been raised in church, or we've listened to podcasts or heard different sermons. You get on everything. You're so much information that we have access to, but information is not the same thing as revelation. And so there is something that God is inviting us into if we have ears to hear it, if we have a heart to know it. And it's more about being present. It's like when I was at their house experiencing them, there was something in the exchange of life, in the encounter, that was happening inside of Candace. It wasn't just information. And I see it happening during worship a lot. When we create this space, I just honor our worship leaders up here, Reva, the team that you are building and cultivating. You guys do an incredible job of creating this space where we're seeking God together, because he's the one, when we know him and then we encounter him and experience his love, it's not just knowing about him in our minds. And I love our minds. God gave us our minds to understand things and to know things that way. But he also says, I come and I give you a new heart. I actually come and I live inside of you, and I give you my spirit. And he wants to know us in that way and know us deeply in every space. So it's not just knowing about God and his love, but it's actually having a fresh revelation of him and encounter with his love. In our journey to freedom, this next part is where it gets really powerful. So John 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, I love this. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except me. In this verse, you get to see Jesus like, here I am, everyone. Like, this is who we follow. This is who he is. And that he is truth. This is so profound. We know that being life is huge, right? Like, who doesn't want life? We know that that is the gift that we have on the earth. We want life. That I'm the way. Who doesn't want someone who makes a way where there doesn't seem to be a way? This is Jesus. That I am truth. I'm like, ooh, that's powerful. But how powerful, what do you actually mean? How powerful is that? See, here's the other thing about freedom. Freedom is found in truth. And truth is who he is. So when we come to encounter and to know him, we're knowing truth. And then if you continue, the next step is John 8. Here's my third verse. John 8, 31 through 32. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word and you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. When we encounter him, we encounter truth. And when we know truth, we get more freedom. We get freer by knowing who he is. And remember, this is the same, this Greek word again, it's a different word called ginosko, but it still has, it means experience in relationship and encounter. And it's relationally, it's personally, and it's more than just knowing about, it's actually having an encounter with. When we have an encounter with God and we know him as truth, things begin to change inside of us. That's why in studio we said, we want to create a space where God and people meet. Because if you can meet with God and sit with God, we know that we'll be changed. We will begin to become more like him as we sit with him. We'll experience his love. And it's impossible to experience his love and not be changed. It's impossible. So if I could do one thing for you, be like, here, let me introduce you to God. And let me create a space where you actually get to receive from him. In this verse, it's saying, if you abide, that means live, remain, dwell in my word. This is one of those, if you, then this will happen. This is huge for us who are wanting to be disciples of God, Jesus. If you abide in my word, and you are my disciples, indeed, disciples are people who learn, but they're also putting into practice what they're learning. They're actually following their teacher. And so if we stay, dwell, abide in his word, and if we continue to follow him, you will know what is really true, and what is really true will break your chains, will break your chains. So no matter what you're walking through, even if it feels thicker, whatever you're walking through, like it is getting so thick, it's actually becoming like sludge, and I'm having to work really hard. Do you know who can set you free? We know who can make a way. We know who's alive, but you know who can set you free? He is the truth. And that's who he's saying, I actually want you to encounter the truth. And I do believe it's part of us growing up, is actually knowing truth and love, knowing the fullness of God. And that's what we're stepping into this year. One of the biggest, another thing, abiding in my word, when he says that, as disciples, we know that we're called to walk in forgiveness. That's part of his word. We know that that we are called to surrender, to be obedient. Those are three pathways to freedom right there. Like already meant, that's just already part of this context and scenario. But I also want to say one of the biggest battlegrounds in life where we need freedom and what causes us to be confined or trapped is what we agree with. It's huge because every day we're navigating so much stuff. And if you're around anyone else than yourself, even if you're around yourself, like there's so many things we're navigating personally, but interpersonally, and what we make agreements with and what we partner with makes a world of difference under what we live under. Are we living under truth, which we know brings freedom? Or if we partner with the lie, and sometimes it just comes under like, it was a vulnerable place. I was hangry and I just started thinking this one thought. It's one thing to think it, it's another one to meditate on it, and then it's another one to make full agreement with. And when you're hurt, when you're disappointed, those are all vulnerable places of what are we going to partner with? And I'm saying all of this just to normalize, like we are all human. And I just want to tell you, God is calling us into freedom. We are not supposed to stay where we're at any longer. And we're not, I think he's also shortening the, I'd say leash. I don't feel like I'm on a leash, but even the, like where we're supposed to play or go, like we're not allowed to continue to meditate on things that do not honor and obey him. Like it's actually so destructive that he doesn't, even if we used to do it before, it's not okay anymore. Like he gets every part of us, and there's something that he's actually even growing up in us that's growing our character, but it's also fortifying who he is inside of us. And so it is something that I think we are invited to grow in. See, lies don't show up as obvious false statements. They are usually internal conclusions that we quietly live from. They sound like this. This is just the way I am. I'll never change. I'm a burden. I don't really matter. God helps others, but not me. If people knew me, they'd leave. See, the easiest way to, how do you detect a lie in your life? Easiest way to detect a lie is where do you feel stuck? Often wherever we feel stuck, somewhere underneath there is a lie that we're believing. Stuck in fear, stuck in anxiety, stuck in stress. It can come out like I'm not safe. Therefore, I'm always controlling things and my life is full of stress and anxiety. I partner with fear and I say I'm not enough. And the behavior looks like I cling or I push people away easily. All of it is dysfunctional and it's stuff that I live with and live under that doesn't honor him. But it's also I'm not free to live out the heart that he's given me because I'm partnering with lies at somewhere along the road. Also, you can also lies show up. You can look at them like if there's any areas that you're hiding in. We often hide, and usually the only person who knows you're hiding will be you unless there's someone close to you who knows you well enough. Like, wait, are you limping? Are you hiding something behind your back? You know and God knows, but sometimes the people closest to you. But if you're hiding something, often that's a space where you're believing a lie somewhere because God is so good, he's not someone that we need to hide from. Like if people really knew me, they'd reject me. So then I know that I'd have to wear a mask. I look at my behaviors. I avoid vulnerability. I keep secrets. Wherever we agree, whatever we agree with gets empowered in our lives, and it greatly affects what we live under. Lies make us slaves. Truth sets us free. What I want to do is I want to take a moment as I'm sharing what I feel like God's put on my heart. I don't want to just be information that we listen to, but I actually want to be a space where we open up and say, God, as I'm listening to this information, what do you have for me? Where does this look like and set? Where does this look like in my own life, and where does this set? I want to take a moment and I want to pray and invite Holy Spirit to come and talk to us this morning. And I want you to know I'm not going to have you share it with someone around you. You never know when I ask you things what I'm going to expect of you. But this is just for you. And I want whatever comes from this, even just writing down these three questions and going home and talking to God about it, because it's one way to respond to what he's inviting us into. And that's one way I know how to be obedient and faithful, is when God says something, it's like, Candace, what are you going to do to steward this? So here are three questions that I want us to ask. The first one is, Holy Spirit, where am I believing something that is not true in my life? And then the second one, Holy Spirit, are there any areas of my life that I'm hiding? And then number three, where do you want to bring your light in my life? And I want to just ask, I'm going to pray over you. And what I love to do today, and then also encourage you in your own time, is asking Holy Spirit to come and just know me in each of these places. But then also, once I ask these questions, whatever he gives me or whatever shows up or a memory or thought that I have, I get to come back and say, Jesus, what is the truth about me here? Because it's one way to go, this is what I'm navigating, this is what I'm feeling, no matter what it is, and I come to Jesus. And just like Reva was singing, like, you're the one that we call out to, God. We call out to you. We always get a choice. We always get a choice. In the beginning, Adam and Eve have a choice. Cain and Abel had a choice. Noah had a choice. Everyone gets a choice. This is where we're living out in 2026. We get a choice. What are we going to choose? And so today, I just want to take a moment. I'm going to pray, and I want you to ask specifically and just listen to Holy Spirit and see what he brings to mind or says. So thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you that you're faithful. Thank you that you're the great shepherd. You are a good God. And today, Lord, we seek you. We humble ourselves before you, and we seek you and we draw near to you. And I thank you that you're inviting us into more freedom, even more of Jesus, what you've paid for, that you came that we would be set free. So thank you for that. And today I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would come and know us. But also we ask you, Holy Spirit, would you show us any areas in our lives where we're believing something that is not true, either with us personally or in any of our relationships and perspectives? Yeah, we don't want anything outside of you in us. And we also ask that you would show us if there's any areas where that we are hiding. And then lastly, where do you want to bring your light in our lives? Yeah, take a moment, just sit and listen. Yeah, we just say we trust you, God. Yeah, and even whatever he shows you, we bring it right back to you, God. And we say, Jesus, what is the truth about me here? Even in the spaces that we have identified, maybe we are hiding, or maybe we are believing something that's not true. If that's the lie, what's the truth in that place? Yeah, thank you, God. And Lord, and I ask for your guidance in these spaces. And I ask, Lord, for just a grace to be able to hear you, to draw near to you. I pray for courage in this room. God, that we wouldn't be those who run and hide, but we'd be those that are fast to run to you. God, we love you and we trust you when we're together in this room and when we're in our homes as well. Yeah, we thank you for today. Amen. Amen. The last one I want to bring into, and I want you to also encourage you, do this stuff at home. This stuff is easy. This stuff is normal conversation with God if we're not going to be just trying to work it out on our own, thinking that we know better than God and that we have everything all right and perfect, because I haven't met a perfect person yet. I've met a lot of great people and a lot of anointed people and people who have walked with God for a long time, but I want to tell you, we all need God. We all need God, so we don't need to be afraid of coming to him. Do you know that the Bible says, this is my last point as well, the Bible says that God is light and in him there is no darkness. See, freedom is living in the light. And this is our last scripture that I want to share, is 1 John 1:7. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son purifies us from all sin. I love this. I love the one fact about Jesus that he is light. In light, you get to see more things. In light, there is safety. In light, there isn't darkness. And so in us as humans, in any space where there is a little bit of a shadow or darkness, we just need to come into the light and let God, even I love to pray, God, I just pray, let you just turn on the light inside of me. Because you ever get that feeling sometimes where, like, I actually don't even know how I'm doing. Like, I'm not even sure what's the problem. That was what Danny would always ask, you know, and Danny Silk would go, well, what's the problem? That's a good question. There is a problem, I can tell you that. But sometimes it takes me a while to find that problem. But the best thing I know to do is go to God and say, will you turn the light on in me? And Holy Spirit, you're the best counselor. You know me better than I know myself. It's sitting and knowing God, experiencing him, encountering him, knowing him as truth as well. This year, we are wanting to create spaces for us to walk in the light together. This is something we really believe in and we want to cultivate. And I do honor you because I have gotten the privilege to walk in the light with many of you. And I don't take that lightly. So thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being those who show up, who are honest and vulnerable. And I know that walking in light is not always the most prettiest thing. It's not the cleanest. It can get very messy because it's real. It's real. And I really honor and value that.
Thanks for listening to today's talk. If you're interested in learning more about Studio here in Greenville, you can go check out our website, studiogreenville.com, and you can give us a follow on Instagram. Our handle is studio.greenville. Have a great week.